For WNPR News, I'm Harriet Jones. While the extraordinary spectacle of the presidential battle has commanded most of the attention in this election, there are interesting things at stake here in Connecticut on the state level. Not least of these, Republicans, for the first time in 20 years, are within striking distance of real power in the General Assembly.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Heather Summers.
Oh,
I wanted to say hi. I'm running for state senate.
Okay.
How are you?
This is where things happen in day-to-day retail politics on the doorstep.
So, yes, it's part of the job. You have to knock on doors. And I have personally myself knocked over close to 8,000 doors.
Heather Summers is one of the state Republican Party's high-profile candidates this year, a former hopeful for lieutenant governor with Tom Foley 2 years ago. Now she's running in the open seat created by the retirement of Democrat Andrew Maynard in southeastern Connecticut.
And I wanted to come by and give you some information on myself.
Okay.
And see if you had any questions or concerns.
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, I'd love to have your consideration.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Republicans are looking at it as an opportunity because it's an open seat. I don't think that they necessarily believe it's going to be easy.
Summers deflects the pressure, but in fact this is seen as a must-win seat if Republicans are to achieve something that has generational significance in the Nutmeg State, control of the state Senate. If they can pick up just 4 seats this election, they can control the upper chamber and put themselves back in the conversation for the first time since 1996. Susan Bigelow is a columnist with CT News Junkie.
They've been picking up a couple of seats here and there over the years, and now with such discontent at the way that the Democrats are running the state, there's a lot more hope among Republicans that, yes, they could actually pick off enough seats to actually flip the chamber.
As a matter of fact, just coming from the town clerk's office, here's the total.
These are absentee votes.
Oh, that they absentee vote.
Yeah,
oh, that they appreciate, yeah.
Yeah.
At party headquarters in Groton, Democrat Tim Bowles is one person whose job it is to stop the wave. Bowles stepped up for the party this year to run against the better-known Summers.
There's obviously pressure. The biggest pressure there is you don't want to disappoint the people that are supporting you. But the difference is that I'm not an incumbent. And unlike when I ran 2 years ago for the state house, the Democrats lost a number of seats here in southeastern Connecticut. I had something to lose at that point in time. And I think they also see this. People understand that this is a competitive seat, a competitive race.
The Summers-Bowles contest in the 18th district is seen as the most likely pickup by the GOP, but there are also potentially vulnerable seats in Meriden, where Dante Bartolomeo has won only narrowly in the past 2 elections, and out in Killingly and Mansfield, where first-term Democrat May Flexer is facing a strong challenge. But with almost no polling on the local level, columnist Bigelow says forecasting any seat is dangerous.
For races at this level, you don't really know. You don't have a sense until the numbers start to come in. We can guess based on the demographics of the place, but really, it's going to be an exciting night.
And of course, this year is even less predictable than usual.
It's really up in the air as to what the Trump effect, if there is one, will actually be.
But Bigelow says Connecticut voters are canny, and the coattails effect may be more complicated than we think.
Usually the top of the ticket and the state races don't have a lot of connection with one another. People will split their tickets. But I think this time the real danger for Republicans is that a lot of Republicans simply stay home.
Of course, there's one person who's not even on the ballot this time whom Republicans hope will have an outsized effect on voters' decisions.
I think that if we can impress upon them a vote for a Democrat is a vote for Governor Malloy, that's how you get them to say, well, I don't want that.
State Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano would be the man to lead the chamber come 2017 if his mission is successful. He cites the budget, restructuring state borrowing and tackling urban decay as some of his priorities if he's in that position. He believes a split between the two chambers would lead to dialogue rather than gridlock.
I think, frankly, on some issues, especially in the last 6 to 8 months, Governor Malloy is closer to my way of thinking than the Democratic way of thinking.
Back on the doorsteps of Pawcatuck, Heather Summers says she doesn't see much awareness of what's at stake for her party this year.
You know, I think people are very busy in their lives trying to. Some people are working 3 jobs, taking care of children and dogs and running to soccer practice or trying to find a job. So I think they're just busy. And I think it's our jobs as candidates to deliver them the information.
And of course, there's always the caution to be careful what you wish for. If state Republicans pull this off, they'll be at the table next year for what can only be a bruising budget battle. And for the first time in a generation, they'll have to take responsibility for the outcome.